When I find something to live for, I begin to live. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, bringing you Thought for Today. When I find something to live for, I begin to live. I was talking to a young man and explaining to him that life is just a wonderful experience when you begin to apply yourself to it thoroughly and you begin to apply yourself to what it is in the direction you want to go. And he said, well, I don't know what I want to do. And it reminded me of when I was a young man. I had so many things I wanted to do that I hardly had time to even begin to work on one or the other. But as I explained to him, find something, decide on something that you want to do, and then go for it. And when you find something that you want to do, just work at it and apply yourself and start to notice how wonderful you can apply yourself, what talents you really have. There's a little hummingbird outside of a window here, and he's a different from the rest of them. The rest of them all have longer beaks, and he has sort of a half beak. But he's sitting on the edge, sort of guarding the hummingbird fluid, and he doesn't want anybody else to come in there. And yet he won't drink himself. He's just using it as a place to set up his little ruffianism. Well, it won't take long, and the rest of the hummingbirds will just tell him that that's not allowed, that when he finds something to live for, then he begins to live. When he finds something that is valuable in this world, something that truly leads him on, then he will get somewhere and accomplish something. We have a young man visiting us right now called Danny, and he is a bundle of enthusiasm. He's a bundle of joy, a bundle of wonderment, and so forth. And you'd hardly realize that he's a father of four children, and that he has been married twice, and that he's had many, many adventures in his life. But he has that young attitude about him. He has that innocence about him when he talks and when he acts and when he does things. But the biggest thing that is an appeal about him is whenever anything is mentioned, he's up and about it. If somebody, as we were saying last night, the water in the well had used up all the water or something that wasn't refilling at a proper rate, and the pump went off. And he ran right out right away to check and see what it was all about. He had never looked at the pump before. He had seen other pumps, but he had never looked at this one. But he just went right out there with all the awareness of a genius, and he found all sorts of things for the reason it was doing, and immediately put him to right. When I find something to live for, I begin to live. When I find anything that amuses me or interests me or causes me to give it my attention, then I begin to start really living. We oftentimes think about little children who have enthusiasm. They get out and do something so wonderful. They play in their yard, or they go outside and they ride their bikes, and they do this until they are absolutely exhausted. Then they lay down on the grass and maybe fall asleep for about 5 minutes, and they get up and the enthusiasm is all back again. They're not concerned that they're running out of energy. They're not concerned that the game will end. They're only concerned playing it at the very moment that they're in. And when I find something to live for, it's finding something to live for at the moment, at the very moment of my doing it. When I'm writing an article for the Gist, I'm writing an article for the Gist, and not one other thought comes into my mind. Just thoughts that refer to the article, thoughts that say what I want to say, how I want to say it, what sort of format do I want. Do I want a storytelling format? Do I want an informational format? What sort of a format do I want? And then immediately I step into it. I had to find what it was that I wanted to do before I could do it. And indeed, we have to find something to live for. We have to find what is our pattern in life. What is our joy? What is our peace? You know, we wonder why young people sometimes are a little slow in finding something worthwhile to go for. And it's not hard to find out where the slowdown comes from. It comes right from the family. It comes right from the parents who themselves, maybe even now, having children of their own and so forth, have not found something to live for. They have not found something to die for, something to get excited about. When you have children, you can get really excited if you want. You can't wait to get home from work to enjoy the children. You can't wait to take them out on a weekend outing. You can't wait to take them to the park or to the amusement, to the fair, to the Disneyland, to all of the amusements that are available. You can hardly wait because it's such a joy to be with them. They give you something to live for. And yet, they may be just ordinary kids. Nothing special, no Mozart, no Beethoven, no Einstein or anything like that. They're just ordinary, wonderful children. And you, too, are just an ordinary, wonderful person who has found something to live for. Something you really care about. Something that's really something that's really important to you. And that is what it's all about. Finding something that is really important for us. We're not going to find that by sitting on the couch. We're not going to find that by reading the newspapers. We're not going to find that watching television or listening to the radio. We're not going to find it listening to music either. So many times the music is piped into our head through these earphones and we don't even know anything else is going on around us. We're going to find something to live for by looking in our own heart. And as we look in our heart, we find who we really are. We find a great enthusiasm for something inside of us. Now, some people have an enthusiasm for gardening, have an enthusiasm for plants. We had one lady here who was at the monastery at the ranch, and she just loved to put stones along the path. Wherever there was a path that was sure to have a necklace of stones on both sides in a very short time. And it made the path look quite lovely. Of course, it often made the path difficult to care for because you couldn't use a mower and other things because the stones were in the way. But while the stones were there and until the growth sort of overrode the stones, they were very charming and very beautiful. Then, when that happened, I went out and I said, okay, let's pick up all the stones and put them in the truck. And so I picked up all the stones and put them in the truck. And then we ran the mowers over it and we cleaned it all up and made it all beautiful. And then we put the stones back. Well, what a thankless, what an unnecessary job to do. Well, there's nothing for it. But, you see, we're living for the beauty for the moment. We're picking them up. That's one task. We're putting them back. That's another task. It's not a matter that it's a useless task, a useless term, because that's unimportant. The only important thing is that we are living at the moment and enjoying everything we're doing, and that's our reason to live. That's when we begin to live, is when we choose to do something very significant and very wonderful with our world. Doing this, choosing this, is not an easy thing for everyone, because many people feel they have to do the humdrum things. They have to take care of the clothes, they have to take care of this and take care of that, and in the process, they really don't take care of anything. All they're doing is thinking of the little things that they're doing, and you say, well, isn't that some reason to live? Isn't that something to live for? Well, true. You have to watch yourself, though, because some people have big things to live for. Some people are building grand monuments and building grand buildings, and other people are making sandcastles. Some people are putting rocks down, and other people are picking rocks up. Some people are setting the table in the evening before breakfast time, so when everyone comes out, the table is all set and ready to go. And other people are thinking, no, no, you can't put this out, you can't put that out, it gets dust on it, and it gets this. And it's never bothered anything. Never been a problem. How many times have you dusted the table off before you sat down to set it for breakfast? Not very many times, I'm sure. Because it just isn't one of those things. So, to accomplish whatever you want to accomplish, You can always find obstacles that stand in your way and say, it's not a good idea, it doesn't work very well. And as soon as you do that, you're going to be having obstacles in your way. But the thing that's most important, you're going to take away the pleasure of doing whatever you're doing. When you have something to live for, you act in that mood, in that moment, in that purpose, and you don't think of how it affects other people, how it affects you, how it will, in your future life, be a very great blessing to have this wonderful walk put in there that you put in. You won't even think about it. What you'll think about are the wonderful things about who you are and what you are. You'll think about the wonderful things of where you're going and what you want to accomplish in life. And you'll just do it moment by moment, thought by thought. And as you do it moment by moment and thought by thought, wonderful miracles happen to you. And you're the most happy, joyous person that ever lived, because you're finding something to live for, and then you're beginning to live. We can all do that when we want to. But if we don't, it's our loss, no one else's. For we're the ones who have missed the boat. We're the ones who have not chosen to find something to live for this moment. If it is just for the moment, if it is just for the second, it is something. Then we truly begin to live. Join with me this morning in finding something to live for. Something to give your life purpose and meaning, if it is only for a moment. As Ellen just came in from the embassy, and what did she do? First she stopped in her garden, and she picked a bouquet of roses. And then she took the dogs on the leash, and then she brought them up here. That was her moment to live for. That was something to live for. It's something to do for just the moment. And is it going to be a blessing to all of us? It always is. Whenever someone has found something to live for, everyone else benefits in a very wonderful way. So join me in finding something to live for in yourself, something that makes you happy, and then you begin to live. Have a wonderful day, and know that I love you very much. I love you, I love you, I love you.